I spoke in the last podcast about learning to scuba dive, and one of the very first things they teach you is to breathe, to keep breathing. Never hold your breath. Very bad for you. Well, not only is it bad for you under the surface of the water, it's bad for you on dry land. Do you ever feel like you're out of breath, physically or metaphorically? Do you ever feel as if you have to breathe constantly and you're not getting enough air, not getting enough oxygen? You know, you can't just relax at the end of the day. You know, I'm like you. I'd love to put my feet up, having had a great day and have a drink and feel pretty good about what's gone on. And after a stressful day, we all like to sit down and have two drinks and put our feet up and say, wow, thank God that's over. But the fact is, we can't just relax at the end of the day. We have to relax during the day. Just as in another series, I've proposed a weekly sabbatical, not waiting to some arbitrary period to take time off, but taking a little bit of time off each week. Similarly, in terms of our esteem and well-being and self-regard, we need to breathe deeply. You'll find during the day, as you're rushing around, or as you're taking care of your email, or as you're dealing with people, that you're breathing shallowly. You're taking quick gulps of air. Some people get the hiccups doing that frequently. So practice deep breathing. Practice taking a deep breath. My dogs do it. I watch Bentley sit on the couch, and suddenly he'll go, deep breath. He's relaxing. Of course, he lives a pretty relaxed life, but he does that anyway. We should all do that. We need to breathe deeply. You need oxygen not just to live. You need oxygen to think. You need oxygen to relax. You need oxygen to react. And you need oxygen to enjoy. We don't enjoy ourselves as much when we can't breathe. I've always thought that it was the seventh or eighth ride on the roller coaster that gave me the most thrill because I was used to it and wasn't holding my breath anymore. Some of you have heard me tell the story of my very first decent proposal for $14,000 30 years ago when I stopped breathing and started to perspire heavily and saw flashing lights and thought I was having a heart attack. But I had stopped breathing for 2 minutes. So to really enjoy life and, moreover, to really be effective in life, to have the most influence, and to feel really good about how we're acting and behaving, we need to breathe deeply. So think about it until it becomes a natural habit. I'll talk to you soon.